What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are. Midweek has arrived. Want to thank you for tuning in with us. Join me in Jacksonville, Florida this Sunday morning and night. Love to see you. Come on out. Such a blessing to have you with us in this devotion. And truthfully, all of you that tune in so faithfully around the country, around the world. I owe such gratitude to you for making us a part of your day. It's something we love to do. We're going to call this one Creating Mountains. Creating Mountains. If you've lived in America, you've heard the expression, stop creating a mountain out of a molehill. Look, years ago, if you were sick, right? You're just sick. I got the sniffles. Okay, we're going to crack the window. This is what you do. You're going to crack the window and make you chicken soup. Well, why? I remember when I was like, Mom, why are we cracking the window? Well, it's just because that's what my grandmother did. And when you crack the window, you don't get sick. You get better quick with the fresh air. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And then you drink chicken soup. Your stomach hurts, you drank ginger ale. I loved my stomach hurting. Things that you did, you know, years ago, you'd have a thought, you know, well, my tooth hurts. Oh, that's okay. Let's tie a string around it and shut the door fast. Whatever it was, right? Home remedies. Yeah, of course you do. My mom had a book of them, like just an old school book. So it's like left ear hurting. She'd open it up. Oh, here's what we got to do. Sprinkle some turmeric in your ear. Remember, I had an ear infection, like swimmer's ear. And it was like, drop a little oil, warm oil in your ear and swish it around and move your head back and forth. I mean, just the stuff these old wives' tales was, you know? That was the good old days when, I don't know, we weren't bound by hell, Google. There was a day where we would be at a table and we would say, yeah, you know, I think the oak tree has the deepest roots of all. And someone else would say, no. It used to be the oak tree. It's actually this pine tree in India. And we would just have a friendly debate. And ultimately, there's no way to clear it up, right? And just... Or you'd have that one friend that just threw out facts that were always false. And then we had the internet. And the internet has ended more arguments and conversations. I mean, how many times? Go look it up. We couldn't look it up years ago. There was nothing to look up. We'll find an encyclopedia? Years ago, Mom, my tooth hurts. Let's put some baking soda on it and tie it with a string. Today, my tooth hurts. You go to the internet and self-diagnose yourself with like some rare tooth decay. It's dangerous. We have more self... We're all doctors today. We all self-diagnose ourselves. I know somebody, they literally weren't coming out of the bedroom, and I was like, what are you doing? And they self-diagnosed themselves with the swine flu, and they quarantined themselves without any doctor confirming. I'm like, where have you been? I have the swine flu. Says who? You looked it up and self-diagnosed yourself with the swine flu? This is most people now. This is how crazy we've gotten with health. Oh, man, my throat hurts, and I was reading on WebMD. Stop. Just stop. Please stop. And then the other day, someone said, oh, I'm sending out a test for my DNA. And I thought, oh, wonderful, like we did to find out your ethnicity or what nationality. No. I want to know all the diseases that I can die from. What? What exactly? Are you really just trying to put a bazooka in your mouth? I just don't get the torment that we put ourselves through. and all of this information, and I'm going to go ahead and say misinformation, is allowing us to create mountains of doubt and unbelief and torment and fear. Because I'm going to tell you right now, your faith can move mountains, but your doubt can create them. Your faith can move mountains, but your doubt will absolutely create them. Years ago, we went to the Word of God when we needed help. Today, we go to the internet. It's the worst thing you could have done. Google has brought more doubt and unbelief on people's lives. I know. It's like every day I talk about the good old days. Look, I'm younger than you. Guarantee it, probably, you listening. But I'm going to tell you what, we cannot go think that Google is going to be the final authority of the Word of God. It's His Word, friends. Man don't live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. We're going to talk more about how we're actually going to move mountains in our life in the days ahead and not create them. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about creating mountains. And a lot of us do. Look, a lot of the anxiety that you put on yourself, the fear you put on yourself, it's doubt creating mountains. If the truth is, Jesus said, with the faith as tiny as a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, be moved and cast into the sea. Think about what I just said. Is the faith in us, the book of Ephesians says we all have a deposit of faith. So it doesn't matter how little it is. A mustard seed is like a speck. With faith the size of a speck, we should be able to say to every mountain, be removed in our life and cast into the sea. Well, the reality is, if it's that powerful, then with a speck of doubt, we're going to be able to create mountains. And that's what's happening in people's lives. We're not moving many mountains. We're basically creating them with doubt and unbelief, right? And the internet helps with that. I mean, like, we used to go to the doctors years ago. We used to go to the doctors and say, hey, I'm not sure what's going on. You know, this is going on and this. And they'd be like, oh, okay, here's what you have. No, we don't do that anymore. We go and go, I got an ear infection. No, I got I have asthma now. It's kicking up again. Oh, well, I can't really see out of my left eye. I think I'm actually 20/10 and I need a bifocal. I mean, we are so, like, we've become the medical professionals. We've become like the we have like a doctorate in doubt and unbelief. Fear. Every day, fear. Oh, I didn't get paid this week. I don't want to lose the house. A speck of faith can move a mountain. A speck of doubt, unfortunately, can create it. And you have to understand that faith is the opposite of that, right? Faith is standing on the truth of God no matter what, declaring His word over your situation, being possessed with a promise. That's what faith is. Faith creates, right? So in essence, what you need to do is feed your faith and starve your doubts, right? So starving your doubts is not running to the internet or running to the drunk guy at the bar or running to somebody that's not walking with God to try to get advice. That's starving your doubt is not doing that. When you're trying to build a case to feed your fear, you're going to be in trouble. It is a monster that never ends. Every thought, every action, every word, every deed, fear has a desire to dominate you. And we cannot any longer tolerate living in a place of creating more mountains in our life. Jesus said, Matthew 17:20, faith is tiny as a mustard seed. I mean, can you imagine? He likened mountain-moving faith to a mustard seed. The disciples longed for more faith. They knew they could do great things for God. Then, after understanding about faith, they could cast out devils and forgive people that hurt them. See, we're so looking for great faith, right? We want great faith. We want to do mighty things. And Jesus is like, no, you don't need great faith. You just need a little faith. And Jesus is reminding us today that just a tiny bit of faith, a mustard seed, is the smallest seed known in the Bible days. The smallest seed could move the biggest mountains. We're trying to become so mighty and so powerful and have great faith. And Jesus is like, nah, dude, here, just to see this little speck, that's all you need. Jesus, see, God works on our behalf. Jesus basically stops the disciples short and says, do you believe in me at all? Do you even trust God at all? See, the issue isn't whether you're full of faith, but whether you have any faith. Because a small amount of faith is sufficient, because the focus is not on our faith, but the focus is on the object that we're going to move. And I'm telling you today, God wants you to focus on the mountains that are going to be moved in your life. God wants you to focus on the barriers that are blocking you from what you're believing for in faith. Because today, it's time to activate that mustard seed. It's time to take that speck and just begin to speak to every mountain to be moved. Father, in Jesus' name, today we stand on your promise. We stand on your word. And every person listening on the sound of my voice, God, I thank you for the mountains in our lives to be removed. Every obstacle, every hindrance, God, every bondage, every addiction. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to every mountain, be moved and cast into the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to every mountain, be moved. Come on, I want you to open your mouth wherever you are. Who cares who's around you? And I want you to say the words, be moved. Come on, you need to talk to that mountain. Come on, come on, say it like you mean it. Be moved and cast into the sea. Ha ha, there you go. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that the mustard seed of faith is in activation. And we feed our faiths today and we starve our doubts, God. I thank you that we are moving mountains today. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, amen. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Come on.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.